producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, just us folks here, you and me, at least for a little while here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I just had, looking back at last hour, I just had one of those hours where I just paused a lot because I'm just aghast, maybe the word, is just philosophically just wondering about the species, the survival of the species. And don't throw global warming at it, because humans aren't even smart enough to know what that is based on the evidence of last hour. If it even exists, of course, there's global warming, there's global cooling. I didn't mean to segue into that. That's not where I want to go this hour. But you've got vaccines again that destroy the receptor sites for cholesterol. You've got doctors prescribing drugs that increase risk of death by 79% in hospitalized patients. And I'm going, you got Obama promoting the Trans-Pacific Partnership that would increase patent protections for biotech industry. Well, maybe we got some good news on cannabis today. That would be great. We got Stuart Tomp set up. I'm thrilled, actually. That's going to be a level of sanity in here we're looking for. From Canavest, so stick around for that. This is, this is the Western world. Most of you are listening to this show. You live in the Western world. I know we've got listeners in Asia as well, but in the modern Asia, there's a Western influence, of course. I've even seen the Western influence impact those in Africa. It's almost, the planet hasn't been untouched by the Western world. Now, there's some great advancements that have been made. Granted, I don't dispute that. I don't just, throw everything out that advancements, particularly in sanitation, sewage, hygiene, access to nutrition, even some level of farming improvements have been good. Although we're finding out the best way to farm, of course, is the old school way. Those who have understood concepts in organic farming before we even had to call it that. But we covered a story, I don't know, maybe it was a week or so ago, maybe more, about a boy who was allergic to everything. Now, when I grew up, I remember the ABC after school specials. By the way, if you're wondering where Super Don went, he has a meeting. He had to run out, so he had a permission slip from me. He's okay. So it's you and me for this half hour. We remember the after school specials. One of them was played by John Travolta, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. And I remember seeing that, it was like, wow, how awful. And thinking about how close I was to that because of my allergy test when they went and poked 100 holes in my back when I was a kid. And almost all 100 of them inflamed to indicate that, yep, he's allergic to that. He's got beets. He's got tomatoes. He's got the dairy. He's got, name it, ragweed, dust, pollen, animal dander, horses, you name it. Allergic to everything. And that was the start of what was to become rounds and rounds of over-the-counter drugs, antihistamines, nasal inhalers, allergy injections, prescription medications, surgery to open up the holes of my nose bigger, because evidently, according to the ear, nose, throat guy, nice enough man, God goofed. He made my septum deviated, like I was a deviant a deviated septum. And, of course, we find later, you look back and you say, wait a second, every human is born with a deviated septum. It is the way air is supposed to flow through the sinus cavity to warm it, to do its things, or cool, whatever has to be done before it could be intaken down through the bronchi and into the lungs, etc. So we'll correct that. We'll give you bigger holes. And, of course, all of the congestion due to my allergies just filled those bigger holes, because nothing that I did, that I was trained to do, that I was told to do by the expert learned ones with medical degrees and licenses to practice or licenses to malpractice, to poison me, to intoxicate my liver, to damage my gut, and leave me just as allergic as I was before. And so I saw that boy in the plastic bubble and thinking, boy, you know, I'm not far from that. I can't go out, you know, pollen season, you know, without major drugs to just help me to breathe, right? This was my childhood. And then we get this kid, you know, the story we covered a week or so ago, Alex Visker, 19-year-old boy, reportedly allergic to all food. I mean, they literally put a tube into his stomach to bypass his mouth. And they're injecting stuff into his stomach because he stopped eating solid foods. He couldn't keep anything down, couldn't keep anything in. And even after seeing dozens of medical specialists, they haven't a clue. We don't know what to do. Here, let's just surgically alter you, put a tube in there, and you know, you just carry on. If you're allergic to everything, how far have we declined as a species? Where our bodies can reject the very environment in which we live. And how many doctors are actually looking and acknowledging that it could be, possibly, maybe, the synthetic toxic chemicals that the skeptics defend as just as natural as anything, and that whole nature argument is just a fallacy. Those synthetic chemicals are just... Look, I can find a chemical name for what your natural stuff is. It would sound just as scary as if that's actually an argument. And if we still go to doctors to treat allergies, and yet the doctors don't understand that the allergies are due to the ripped-apart earth suit that we're wearing, the gastrointestinal inflammation that is due to the influx of these toxic poisons from day zero when we're given a hepatitis B vaccination... or day one, two, or three, and then follow on with antibiotics, and follow on with more vaccines, and then follow on with synthetic nutrients, if you can call them nutrients, in baby formula for those who aren't breastfeeding. And who knows how many moms were counseled to remove the mercury from their dental amalgams before they got pregnant and detoxified their system before they got pregnant. And what about the men who wanted to have kids? Were they counseled to eat a cleaner organic diet before they procreated? I'm asking. We've talked about things like that for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But only now it seems that people are asking questions. Some may be in the medical establishment. Here's another article questioning this, but of course it's published here at Natural News, but it is based on a Harvard University published study in the journal Human Reproduction earlier in this year. David Gutierrez from Natural News put it up. Is conventional pesticide sprayed produce making you infertile? Produce high in pesticide residues may lower men's sperm count and quality, according to this study. Men who ate the highest in herbicide content, insecticide content, fungicide residue had half the sperm count of men who ate food with the lowest residue, the study found. Wow. Now, what does this say about the sperm that survives? How corrupt could it be? How much of its corruption could it pass on to the next generation, as we've seen and witnessed a generational decline in the health of children born in the 21st century? Pesticide-laden produce. I've been arguing this since the early 90s, and the doctors would say, no, that's just silly. Even if they are a little bit bad, it's only at parts per million. Completely neglecting their training in medical school, in microbiology, that you begin to see that life happens at a very minute level. that the substances that keep us alive, that keep us going, that perform hundreds of thousands of functions every minute, if not every second, enzymes, hormones, operate in the body at such small levels, you know, take them all out, they barely fill a thimble of your total body content. And the argument is, well, pesticides are there at parts per million, that can't be a problem. Never mind that now we're dealing with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these synthetics coming in through food, water, and air all of the time. This is another place in time where I can imagine one day Jerry Doyle is going to call me and go, Robert, you were right again. And I'm not saying it's about me being right, even though, again, I happen to be the voice here on this show. There are other voices out there. We try to spotlight them. I try to bring them into this show as often as I can to recognize, you know, people like Roy Dittman, the Brighton baby, talking about this. And we have kids now with such allergies, with such dramatic immunodeficiencies or hyperimmune responses or autoimmune conditions or immune collapse and cancer. So if you have this effect on sperm counts and quality, how is this impacting the eggs of females? We're not even talking about things that we know are bad for us, like smoking cigarettes that are barely tobacco, right? There's evidence of harm everywhere you look, but the toxicologists are not allowed to come out and play at the CDC. For if they were to speak the truth, if they were to reveal the facts, of course the vaccine industrial complex would crumble and go away tomorrow. Because the pitchforks would be out. They're already out with the moms that have seen this. But they would be out. In the meantime, we still got dunderheaded congressmen, congresswomen, pediatricians arguing that we will not survive without vaccines, when, of course, that's kind of belies the fact that humanity has been around for quite some time prior to vaccination. And then they'll say, but look at all the people that died. Well, look at all the people who are dying now. But people are living longer. Well, if you eliminate infant mortality in the early part of the 20th century, people are living just as long, but they were living better. They weren't living hooked to feeding tubes or machines. They weren't living on 10 to 15 drugs, lowering their health span, even as they extended their lifespan, as we've heard from Dr. Frank King. So, riddle me this, Batman and Batwoman. Have you switched your diet? If not to organic, to clean up the dirty dozen, to start growing a little bit of food, to unplugging from the pharmaceutical biotech matrix, because I don't care who you vote in as president, they're not going to be the ones to change it. You are, by what you do, and it starts by what you believe, and then your behavior shall follow accordingly. Oh, we got some copper news after the break, and it's good news.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm gonna get you, Kappa. It's the last thing I do. No, not a cop. Copper. AU. AU is silver, so CU is copper, right? I'm just learning about a lot of chemistry that I didn't learn when I was a kid because my son's in chemistry and he's coming up with new. They expanded the periodic table of elements, evidently. All kinds of new radioactive components. I'm like, wow, isn't man great? Aren't we smart? Finding out new ways to kill everything, kill us all. You can tell I'm in a mood tonight, can't you? Well, it happens. Human. Human I am, or Yoda shall say it.
Human. Human you are.
Very funny, Yoda. Copper can help. I love copper. I don't want to overdose on copper. But copper can help prevent the spread of respiratory viruses. According to an article by Stephen Feller, it says coronavirus is rapidly inactivated when exposed to copper, as opposed to other surface materials where it can survive for days to infect people. Remember the coronavirus? This is the one they claim caused Middle East respiratory syndrome, severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, MERS, all of those things. Now, whether it's accurate or not, they actually can identify coronaviruses. They have seen them. They have isolated them, even though they couldn't find them in people in Canada who supposedly had SARS. That's a whole other story going back a number of years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show along with John Rappaport. But what they're saying here is an acknowledgement of a fact that we've known for years, that copper surfaces are antimicrobial. Now, it says coronavirus dies quickly when exposed to copper, unlike other surface materials such as glass, tile, and stainless steel, where it can survive for days, researchers at the University of Southampton found in a new study. And they don't mention silver, and I think perhaps because it's very expensive to do silver-coated tops, if you will. Copper is a little more reasonable in terms of its expense. So to do copper-coated surfaces would be much more cost-effective with similar benefit. Although silver has a much more rapid rate of, let's say, disabling the bacterial species and even to stop viral replication, copper has tremendous benefits there. It actually has even more powerful properties when it comes to fungal species, where silver can hit a top layer level. Copper can come right in and take over and keep going. So they're very, very complementary in here. The same researchers in the new study have shown in previous studies that copper can kill norovirus, influenza, and MRSA, making the use of copper alloy in hospital and medical labs seem like a good idea. You think? I'm thinking, yeah. Transmission of infectious diseases via contaminated surfaces is far more important than was originally thought, and this includes viruses that cause respiratory infections. See, at the least they could do when they acknowledge this, copper, right? We have colloidal copper, we have copper hydrosol, we have colloidal silver, we have silver hydrosol. If you're going to literally increase the risk of a patient dying of a nosocomial infection like pneumonia or C. diff, the simulated patient, the risk was increased by 90% when they were on PPI drugs. That's the stomach acid blocking drugs. The actual increased rate was 79% risk of death due to pneumonia and C. diff. Do you think that they can say, I wonder if it works on surfaces, how would it work in people, in animals? Now, granted, we're not having you chew up copper surfaces or silver surfaces, but utilizing them in a colloidal state. It's, you know, the evidence is there. The science is there, so to speak. But no, we still need drugs for that. If it's outside the body, we can't prescribe a drug for it, so we'll go ahead and give you your copper surfaces. We'll acknowledge that silver kills bad guys, but, you know, since it's outside the body, it's okay. We'll let it slide. But if it's inside the body, we cannot replace our patented drugs to actually save your life. We're going to keep prescribing your drugs. We're going to keep saying we need more money to invest in new antibiotics. Perhaps biotech, bioengineered, genetically engineered antibiotics may be the solution. Again, I come back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Obama is promoting. That would be the biggest gift ever given to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, should it be ratified here in the United States and in other countries around Asia. What are you going to do? Well, one thing, go back. If you can't make your own, which is dicey, the quality, go get some sovereign silver while you can. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, robertscottbell.com. Op-ed putting up the show notes shortly, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and awesome cannabis updates. Coming up next with Stuart Tomp from Cannavest when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, tomorrow is Veterans Day in these United States of America. Honor those veterans that have served and defended this nation. We're not going to get into politics right now about any of those things except to say thank you. And one of the greatest ways you can say thank you is to get some CBD into the hands of a veteran. And we're going to do that right now with my good friend Stuart Tomp from Canavest, one of the smartest and funniest guys I know, combination of both. He is doubly dangerous in a good way. Stuart!
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. You know, to try and track you down and get you on the show is not easy. You are as busy as you have ever been, but I know you're on a mission. You are sharing the passion that we share, and I'm just so glad that you're out there doing it because a lot of people are being helped.
Well, it is a CBD and hemp cannabis evolution. We keep doing the store count on your show for the people following at home, but we've just crossed the 300 store mark. We're closing in on 310 retail locations, stocking and selling briskly, I might add.
Yay.
Plus CBD oil.
All right. The plus CBD oil I take every day, Stuart, and God bless you. Like I said, we've talked a lot about my wife's difficulty in dealing with the pain issues, and it's been the thing that has allowed her to come through this. So thank you. Now, you know, on of course, I mentioned Veterans Day tomorrow, and I'm opening this up for any story you want to cover, but I do want to acknowledge that in Texas, they're starting a campaign tomorrow to launch medical marijuana for Veterans Day to kind of, and that's in Texas specifically. Also, we've gotten word that the United States Senate has approved a funding bill that allows veterans to access medical marijuana in states that are legal. But here's the catch. There are more states that are not. And what do? Wait, no. You get them the CBD. That's my point here, is that we have access to this. Don't wait. This is not illegal. And, you know, what is it doing to help folks? What can you say that it's doing to help folks who are veterans, the things we know we're dealing or they're dealing with?
Well, generally what we're learning, Robert, is dysregulation in your body's what we're calling endocannabinoid tone is intimately connected with our inability to forget or to let go or edit. Think about that, Robert. The adaptive benefit of forgetting may be equally as potent as the adaptive benefit of remembering. And if you're someone that's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, does it stand to reason that you'd like a little help forgetting?
Yeah, that is the big problem here. And when we talk about PTSD, it's not only about soldiers. It's anybody who's experienced a traumatic life event that haunts you, that you can't let go of. And, you know, my concern, of course, is that historically, in a modern psychiatry sense, they've drugged these things, but done so in such a way that it's devastating to almost every area of neurological, emotional functioning.
And we are still in the infancy of collecting data to support the use of cannabinoids in this process of editing and forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
But several drug companies are targeting the endocannabinoid system. A recent paper came out showing that CBD was unique and distinct from existing antipsychotic medications, all of which act via effects on dopamine receptors. So we have a very complex yet nuanced, safe botanical extract that, Robert, here's the best part with CBD. If it doesn't work, just stop taking it.
Yeah, it's very simple. I tell you what, you know, we were out for a little while. I'd been traveling, and I came back, and I finally got the dose, and we had some of the stuff that my wife takes, which I think it's a little more concentrated than the plus CBD oil that I usually take. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, no, the gold stuff that we sent you for, you know, to keep Nancy in the product is the same gold that's in our little applicators or our gram containers. So you can go to canavest.com. You can buy it in a little 10-gram applicator that looks like a little syringe. Obviously, there's no needle there.
Right.
But this is the kind of thing that once you find your perfect dose, I mean, Sherry, if you don't mind, the experience, what happened when you ran out of the stuff at home?
Well, listen, you know, with my wife, it was the anxiousness associated with the pain coming back. You know, when I was on the road, I mean, it was as much as I enjoy being on the road and doing what I do, and you know the joy we get in educating people and lighting them up, right, about these things that mean a lot to us, that help others to get well and to move through life a lot easier, perhaps, or certainly with a lot less suffering. And yet I was so exhausted, and my nervous system was a bit on edge as well. And I took that first dose of, you know, the kind of stuff my wife takes. And she gave me a dose. I didn't even look at it, the kind she takes. I was just very relaxed. I mean, I was just so, I don't know how to describe, you know, we've been with this experience before, but not drugged out, but just so relaxed. That, you know, people pay big money to find those states of relaxation. And I got it with a little dose of something that was legal, was not psychoactive, and it was a beautiful thing.
Because it was touching on the serotonin receptor site. It was fluxing calcium, potassium ion channels. I mean, we're still learning all the proposed mechanisms of action. We're delaying enzymes that degrade the endogenous endocannabinoids that actually make you feel naturally high.
Mm.
And so what this plant is giving us, this agricultural hemp that grows outside, is a safe, effective thing that's worth trying. I just wanted to also share this. I know we had other news we wanted to cover, but this is important. I just found the dosing titration schedule for the pharmaceutical cannabinoid drug products. And I love this. It says right on here, the patient's response is reviewed by a specialist after 4 weeks of treatment. If a clinically significant improvement is not seen during the initial trial of therapy, treatment should be stopped. That's what people need to do. If you're struggling with uncontrollable, you don't know, idiopathic, autoimmune, you don't know where it's coming from, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, whatever they told you for years, try some CBD. And try for 4 weeks and see if it works. That 9 out of 10 times we're getting results, Robert.
Yeah, and a distinction that is, if it's not being made here, which I know you're making, the question is it landing? I want you to hear this, that the safety profile in terms of utilization to stop is okay. It's not like you have to titrate off. It's not like you're going through withdrawals. This is a different kind of interaction with something that is a system that is always supposed to be functioning and nourished within the body, and we're somehow facilitating that, I guess, from dysregulation to regulation or re-regulation.
It's that simple. When you've got NIDA, Nora Volko from the National Institute on Drug Abuse saying, CBD, here's a direct quote, appears to be safe with no addictive effects, and the preliminary data suggests it may have therapeutic value for a number of medical conditions. A paper came out 2 weeks ago, preclinical evidence, ready? Conclusively demonstrates CBD's efficacy in reducing anxiety behaviors relevant to multiple disorders. And here we are today, the day before Veterans Day, celebrating that the Senate today finally passed FY2016. Mm-hmm. The reality is that veterans might not need the THC. They could get the CBD, the plus CBD oil products, and get many of the same benefits and be more functioning as a human being.
Yeah, and in the additional 27 states that are not legal yet, they would have access to something that, you know, we don't know how long it's going to take. And I've discussed with you and on the air here on myself about the controversies of managing this at the federal level. I personally believe that the federal government should get out of this business because there is no constitutional authority that says they can ban a plant, much less endorse it in either case. I want the freedom to access it in all of its many forms. But what I'm so excited about, because I was never one who smoked weed, not one that does, not that I'm making any judgments on it. I'm just saying that was not something for me. Now, what have I been able to utilize? This CBD. And it's been an extraordinary addition, one of the most extraordinary things. And, you know, when we first connected on this, what you had found, you were so lit up and excited that I immediately knew there was something more that I had to learn, and I had to learn big time.
Well, there's no other plant that contains high levels of these preformed cannabinoids. And when you take the fatty acids from the seed, the stem, the stalk, the profile of cannabinoids that are unique in the plant kingdom, the terpenes, plant sterols, all 8 isomers of naturally occurring vitamin E, chlorophyll, and other things, we're still 543 compounds. It's a treasure chest, and we're calling it the hemp-tourage effect. And if you want the benefit of medical cannabis, but you don't want to be high, and you want something that has got a safety profile, just like Robert said, that is remarkable, and you try it for 4 weeks, if it is not moving the dial, you can rule out the endocannabinoid system in that particular pathology. It's a beautiful tool to have at our fingertips.
Absolutely it is. And this is something that is only growing, and I want to say to all of my health food store listeners, and I know there are plenty of you out there, if you haven't already picked this up, you will be doing such a great service to your community. And, of course, those of you who are listeners who don't have a health food store, I want to encourage you to talk to your favorite mom-and-pop stores. These are the independent retailers. These are the backbone of the industry. These are the people that have carried forward, pushed these things, these freedoms that are ours by virtue of our birth, the health freedom that we love. And I want you to go to those health food stores and say, hey, We need you to have this plus CBD oil as well, to contact Cannavest at Cannavest.com, and it will change them for the better and everybody who encounters it. It is such an extraordinary leap. Not everything does that, but this indeed does. So, and I also want to say, listen, if you're not in an area where you have an independent health food store retailer, I don't want to say there's nothing, no way for you. There is. I mean, you can go to Cannavest.com directly. You can order it. They'll ship it to you. And they've given a code for me to give you a discount, RSB15. My initials, 15, will give you 15% off any of those products. And I appreciate that service that you're doing for our listeners, because they really are carrying this health freedom message out to the people.
Yeah, and you need to tell every person you know about your experience with CBD. If you are pro-health freedom, which obviously you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the show, this is one of the actionable things that we can do. If we made sure that there were thousands of stores carrying CBD products, and they came in and said, no, one pharmaceutical company gets to control this entire market for everybody for the next, like, 30 years. That is not going to happen with this ingredient as long as we don't allow it to happen. So we've got to get into
Yeah, don't allow it.
Have your local health food store carry the product when you find it. Buy it and give it to your friends.
All right. Stuart, what's the phone number if people want to call up toll-free?
If they want to call, say it's a health food store, they can call 619-876-4212. It's a brand-new number we set up for that. 619-876-4212. If you're a health food store, or the office at 866-290-2157. Thank you, Robert.
You got it. Stuart Tonk, my good friend, and doing such great work, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, especially to our veterans on Veterans Day, acknowledging you all. When we come back, what is got Dick Durbin in a turban?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Before I get into the final wacky story about Dick Durbin, Senator from Illinois, and what is making him apoplectic now, I want to reference Canavest and Stuart Tompkin and that crew there, because they really are providing not only a service but a phenomenal product that is a life changer for so many. And I don't say that about everything, but that indeed is Canavest.com. If you're a health food store out there, you don't yet carry it, call them 619-876-4212. 619-876-4212. If you want to get it right now, RSB 15 gets you 15% off. But the new DEA head, and this is a funny way of saying it. Yeah, you call him a DEA head, and that's actually a derogatory term at this point. But this guy, Chuck Rosenberg, the head of the DEA, newly installed by Obama. Again, gotta love that Obama. He says this: what really bothers me is the notion that marijuana is also medicinal, because it's not, Rosenberg said in a briefing to reporters. We can have an intellectually honest debate about whether we should legalize something that is bad and dangerous, but don't call it medicine. That is a joke. You know, you're a joke, Rosenberg, Chuck Rosenberg. I mean, how embarrassing is that, to be so devoid of any scientific knowledge that you would call the medicinal use of the cannabis plant a joke? That's just sad. And what else is sad, been sad for a long time, is Senator Dick Durbin. Illinois, what is wrong with you? Why do you keep sending this guy back into the Senate? He'll cry like Boehner over dietary supplements killing people when they aren't, and look the other way when the drugs that are properly prescribed, administered, ingested are killing upwards of 225,000 or more Americans each and every year. And now he's got his dietary supplement panties in a bunch once again over peanut butter. No, not just any peanut butter. This peanut butter happens to be caffeinated.
Caffeinated peanut butter. Who knew? What do I start my day off with? Well, it's a cup of peanut butter. No. I guess they'll add caffeine to anything now to give you a jolt to your day because our collective adrenals are so weakened and devastated by living a life of toxic chemicals, medical drugs. Oh, wait, I repeat myself. And unfortunately, a lack of outdoor activity, clean air, growing things in your own garden, things that would facilitate regeneration of tissue, and that includes the adrenals. So there's a new peanut butter out called Steem, S-T-E-M. I'd never heard of it before I saw this article. It has 170 milligrams of caffeine per serving. And I apologize. I picked on Dick Durbin because it was too easy. I should have been picking on Senator from New York, Chuckie Schumer. God, I have to issue a mea culpa to Dick Durbin. I'm sure he's going to get in on this eventually, though. But Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, freaking out over a caffeine in peanut butter. He says, this may look like an ordinary jar of peanut butter, and it may cost the same as a jar of peanut butter, but the fact is it's much more dangerous than an ordinary jar of peanut butter. There's a new caffeinated product that it goes to where no previous such product has gone before. Hey, Chuckie Schumer, why aren't you arguing against GMOs and the danger they pose to the health of children? How about aflatoxin in chemically grown peanuts in soils that have so much fungus that's working? They have to load it with fungicides just to get it to market. No mention of that? No, you're worried about the caffeine that's being added to peanut butter. And if you got a problem with this, tell the FDA to label caffeine content in peanut butter. That'll solve it. I mean, I know people are not, you know, they won't drink that much coffee, and if they do, it could be a risk. But how much peanut butter can you eat, honestly? And how much is a serving that gives you that much, Chuckie Schumer? In the meantime, your state is mandating the use of HPV vaccines, is mandating, without exemption, many vaccines if they ask for permission to not vaccinate their children in New York, and particularly in New York City. If it's one over the quota, they'll turn you down, even if you have a sincerely held religious belief that vaccination would violate. They don't give a flip. Chuckie Schumer doesn't give a flip about that. He gives a flip about too much caffeine in peanut butter. All right, there we go. That's enough for one evening. We've got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger coming up tomorrow, and who knows what other kind of surprises. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check out the links in the show notes and tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is here because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.